Pontac Radio présente les ateliers d'éducation aux médias et à l'information avec la cité scolaire Pierre Mendès France de Vic en Bigorre.
Hello everyone. How are you Pontac Radio? My name's Melvin and I'm with Ethan, Benjamin and Luca at Pontac Radio, where we're going to speak about the water gap in the world. This topic matters to us because water is a very issue and it presents gaps around the world. Let's start with a simple idea. Water is everywhere, yet not everyone has access to it. The water gap refers to the difference between those who have reliable, safe water and those who don't. Today, 2 billion of people still struggle to access clean water daily.
This gap isn't just about geography, it's also about inequality. In many parts of the world, people walk sometimes 6 kilometers every day just to collect water, often unsafe to drink. Meanwhile, in wealthier regions, water is used freely, sometimes without a second thought, with an average consumption of about 150 liters per day in Europe.
And the issue is growing. Climate change, population growth and pollution are putting increasing pressure on water resources. Droughts are becoming more frequent and fresh water supplies are shrinking. The gap between water-rich and water-poor communities is widening.
But the water gap isn't only a distant problem. It concerns all of us. Our daily habits, from long showers to food waste, indirectly affect global water consumption. Every drop we save contributes, even in a small way. A 10-minute shower can use up to 120 liters of water, and producing 1 kilogram of beef requires about 15,000 liters.
Solutions do exist. Investing in infrastructure, improving water management, and developing new technologies can help provide access to clean water. Education is also key. Understanding the value of water changes how we use it, and every euro, pound invested in water and sanitation can generate up to 4 euro, pounds in economical benefits.
Governments, organizations, and individuals all have a role to play. Policies can protect water sources, while communities can adopt more sustainable practices. Yet around 3.6 billion people still lack access to safely managed sanitation services.
And as individuals, we can start with a simple action reducing waste, using water-efficient appliances, and being mindful of your consumption, which can reduce household water used by 30 to 15%.
Closing the water gap is not about saving water. It's about fairness, health, and the future of our planet. Everywhere, here, nearly 829,000 people still die from diseases linked to unsafe water. Ultimately, the water gap reminds us that access to an essential resource should never be a privilege, but a right. Each of us can contribute to positive change.
By adopting more responsible behaviors and supporting sustainable initiatives, we can reduce inequalities and preserve this vital resource. Acting today means ensuring that tomorrow, water is accessible to all.
Les productions réalisées par les élèves sont également disponibles en podcast. Cliquez sur pontacradio.fr pour les réécouter.